Leron Hirschhorn, your host of the E-Commerce Mindset Podcast. And in this episode, we talk all about the updates from Amazon's Accelerate event in Seattle. I just came back from that event and recorded a webinar that we put out today with all the updates, and we'll share the webinar recording here in this episode. The announcements were not as exciting as they were last year because some of them are not fully rolled out yet. But despite that, there were still some exciting announcements that I think you will want to hear about. And we have a summary of all those announcements, I think 28 in total, that were announced at this event that we'll talk about and analyze and give some opinions on in this podcast episode. Then I'm joined with Mansoor Nirazi, our director of Amazon advertising, in this episode. I hope you enjoy the episode. It is sponsored by IncrementumDigital.com. Incrementum Digital is your growth engine for success on Amazon. We also do help with Walmart ads, Amazon listings, creative, Amazon advertising, as well as operations, seller operations help. You can reach out to us at IncrementumDigital.com. You can also get a free audit of your account if you go to our website. Enjoy this episode and learn about the updates all from Amazon's Accelerate event. Okay, Mansoor, let's get into it. We'll share the slides we have from a summary of all the updates. Some of them are not live yet, and Amazon shared some initial information. So we'll basically share what they shared, and we'll have more to follow as Amazon rolls out these updates.
So can you guys see my screen now?
Yes.
Okay, the slides. Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Okay. So yeah, what we'll talk about is Supply Chain by Amazon. There's a total of 28 updates, Seller Central improvements, and a few miscellaneous things. And if anyone has any questions, you can submit those as well. Okay, Mansoor, you want to start with Supply Chain by Amazon?
Yes. So the first, I would say the main part for all the new announcements was the Supply Chain by Amazon. Things like Amazon is, they want to take over the shipment, and they are expanding the supply chain from freight forwarder and doing the whole process and all shipment and delivery. Deron, we have more slides as well. Do you want to go over it?
Yeah, and I think one of the big things here is that AWD, the Amazon Warehousing and Distribution, was not open to all sellers, and that's now opened up to all sellers. So now Amazon will be able to pick up your product overseas and then ship it cross globally to various locations where you have warehouses or Amazon Warehousing and Distribution, and kind of manage the entire supply chain as far as from manufacturer all the way to third party warehouse or Amazon Warehouse and Distribution, all the way into FBA, as well as even other sales channels is coming soon, even to like brick and mortar stores is something that Amazon is going to be adding. So if you have products in retail, you'll be able to have deliveries going to retail as well.
So what they would do, deliver your product, bring your product, they're going to take it to Amazon warehouse or your own 3PL, right? And also from there, they will be able to ship to Amazon customers or through your own channel. If it's Shopify, they could also take care of that.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yes. And also, they can go from your supplier to multiple. You can ship product from your supplier to US. Let's say you have a fulfillment warehouse in UK, right? You'll be able to, they can there from directly from the manufacturer, split up those shipments, get them overseas, get them into any third-party warehouse or Amazon Warehousing and Distribution, and also FBA, and from there also to customers. So basically, it's a full service of the supply chain.
And it seems like it is just for US, UK, EU, and Japan.
Yeah, pretty much.
This is at least what they are starting with.
A lot of people's main markets, US, UK, EU, shipping.
Okay, and they are mentioning that they are having 25% discount. the details we don't know yet, but yeah, I'm very interested to see how these details work and compare to other freight forwarders. Because I would say, actually, I was seeing a kind of discussion in a Facebook channel that Amazon freight forwarder hasn't been very reliable. So I'm really wondering if they have changed anything in this process and how the quality would be and pricing.
Yeah, some people mentioned also being concerned about Amazon having all their supplier information. This is one of those things you have to decide if you're comfortable sharing with Amazon or if you're not comfortable sharing with Amazon. This is also domestic shipping within the US. They will also be able to ship products within the US. And they're saying that it'll be cheaper than UPS or FedEx. So Amazon, yeah, really wanting to do a lot more in terms of shipping as a service or supply chain as a service, basically, for e-commerce and for physical stores. As we mentioned, this is the Amazon warehousing and distribution is now open to everyone. And they announced that there will not be any peak pricing for Amazon warehousing and distribution. So storage prices will be a lot cheaper, especially in Q4, where there are those increases in FBA. You have to reserve space in advance. So you could do that to manage inventory during peak seasons.
So actually, I have a question about this later on. I don't know if you or not. Is this going to be like bidding on how much inventory space you want to get? Or no, you think it's going to be just flat pricing?
I think what Amazon opened up last year is the ability to bid if you need inventory beyond what's allocated to you. And if for inventory beyond what's allocated to you, yes, there's a bidding system, and then it gets offset by your sales. The more you sell faster, the more that gets offset. But it's only bidding system when it's above and beyond what's allocated to you. And no peak warehouse, no peak fees. So that's good value for your sort of off Amazon storage. And then they'll also be able to do auto replenishment into FBA for you when you're using AWD.
Yeah. Okay. And next, as you mentioned, they are going to do this for non-Amazon, non-FBA sellers as well, right? They pick up their products and ship to the customers. They are claiming that their cost is going to be 30% less. You will see that, but that would be a great, actually, benefit if that happens.
Yeah, Amazon already has great last mile delivery service and shipping. So they're just extending that basically to non-FBA and merchant fulfilled, or I think just D2C. So really, really just doing a lot more in shipping. This seems to be like merchant fulfilled. They'll be able to do a lot more. This is basically new Amazon technology that's scanning products. We'll be able to look at things like expiration date or check if box or something is defective. And if so, they'll pull that item out of the shipping process. And then they'll be able to give you those updates next year on a summary of why something was pulled to help you like identify issues. And especially before they go out to customers, more tech and AI. And the fulfillment.
Yeah, which I think this is going to help sellers to it's going to help with reducing their return rate.
Yes.
If it works effectively. And I don't know to what extent this works. Can it even scan what is inside the box or no? It's just about the box itself and the exterior.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's probably once it's pulled, and I think it's probably not what's inside the box, but at least it will identify if a box is damaged or it'll scan for expiration dates.
Because I read an article that in Germany, actually, I don't know if that was it or an enhancement to whatever we have for this vision base, is that you're looking inside the box and there are certain things that they could detect. Maybe they are not there yet, but I read an article they are working on that aspect of Amazon working on that.
Interesting.
Yes. This one is interesting, actually. Shipping product packaging program. So what that literally is that you can subscribe to this plan and do the shipping with your own packaging instead of Amazon putting your product in Amazon package and sending it. definitely it's gonna help you with lowering the cost, because now you are not paying for that shipping plus for the packaging plus kind of that handling to put it in the package.
Yep.
I think at the same time you have to make sure your packaging is good, right?
It doesn't get
damaged during this shipping.
I think this is great for brands. When I order products D2C, you get this branded packages with messaging, etc. And when you're doing FBA, you often can't do that. So if that's important to a brand, they can ship it ready to go to the customer. And then you, just like you see here, you already have the instructions on and certain branding and messaging you want on the package. So I think that'll be interesting to brands. The downside is it doesn't go into an additional box. That's the downside of this. But if it's well packaged, then yeah, you have an opportunity to use your own branding, even with utilizing FBA and saving on fees. And Michael is saying for Walmart fulfillment, and with Amazon also with multi-channel fulfillment, you can have a non-branded box. In fact, I think Amazon said at the event that I heard 96% or so of all multi-channel fulfillment shipping goes out in a non-branded box, and you can work with them to get it to 100%. And you can also, if you are doing like Walmart, you can choose not to use Amazon Logistics, which is against Walmart terms. So you can use multi-channel fulfillment for Walmart without violating the rules through Amazon. So this will begin January 2024, right, for the custom branded packaging without
Amazon. Yes. Now we go to the seller central improvements. Let's see what we have. Scalate my case. Seems like it's a feature that will allow the sellers to have support with live support, right? Right now, it's not possible. This is something that they are trying to add. We don't know when it will be available, but I think that's a good thing.
Min's asking, will Amazon request packaging to be 100% recyclable? I don't think so. I haven't seen anything on that for the packaging 100% recyclable, but it will save in terms of having an additional box and costs. To what extent are these updates enrolled to the EU? It's a good question. I think a lot of them are coming first to the US. That's how it's typically been. And then they're later on rolled to EU. I think also some changes that we've seen from Amazon that Amazon has put in place are actually because of EU regulations that they had to implement them because of EU regulations recently. And so they decided to roll it out worldwide. Okay, let's go.
Right, next. This one is interesting. MRL, I think it's pronounced MRL notification. Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Now, I wanted to mention that this is something that Amazon working with third-party applications, mm-hmm, and bringing notification from those third-party applications directly in your seller central. For instance, from Helium 10, you could have you can connect. Actually, there are, if you go to applications, some of them have this badge. You can see which one of them are already working with Amazon. But I'm sure in the future, more apps will be enrolled in this. So it's just literally, you see all the notification in one place instead of going back and forth.
Yep. And yeah, I guess the Emerald program is, I don't know if it's basically additional integration within Amazon and certain apps. So I know only some apps are, like you said, are in that program. But there are more that I'm sure will be.
Yeah, I was checking. I found around 8 to 10 apps so mm-hmm. far that have access to this notification so far.
Great. Okay. Basically, you'll be able to get combination of Seller Central plus app notifications in one place. Another update, Seller Central Forum. There's a new UI, improved UI to the forum experience. And Amazon mentioned they had dedicated sessions to help seller connect with experts and also connect with each other.
Have you ever used this forum? I never, I would say maybe a few times I went there to see what's going on. I never liked it. Have you ever used it?
Sometimes on Seller Central, there's like the recent things. So if there's something interesting, I'll go and click on it. I'm not a regular user of it. Yeah, maybe it'll get better. I know it's pretty active.
Add to cart seller profile pages.
Yeah, you just posted something on this on social media too, right? The seller profile page.
Right. Yeah, so what this update is that Amazon is going to have an add to cart page here. Actually, in my social media, if you go to my LinkedIn, there is one example already there that there is an add to page and one product. So I don't know to what extent what products is going to show up there, or if you can choose the product is supposed to show up, but there is a, they are saying that they are going to add product in seller profile page. But the post that I had,
it would be good if it was,
today
be
is
good
that
if it
you
was,
could customize.
Sorry, it would be good if it was products that you looked at that would show up there. That would be like dynamic.
I'm guessing it is dynamic because for Zesty Paws I was looking today.
Yep.
I'm guessing it was just dynamically
right,
populated there. And also, this is not new, but you can customize this page. I think many sellers, they don't know. If you go under setting, seller policy and seller information and policies, you could totally customize, have a kind of message here about your product. You can even add Q&As. I haven't seen many sellers doing it. Go check it out. It might be helpful.
Yeah, and
actually, you can also add logos here. As you can see, this brand has added logo here as well.
Right. And that logo comes from the brand profiles, probably, I'm assuming.
No, there's a section in the part that I mentioned. You can add logo. And there are two logos, actually. There is one brand logo. The other one was profile logo. To be honest, I don't know which one shows up where.
Maybe this is more
brand logo probably should.
I guess this is profile because maybe a seller account has multiple brands. So this would
right.
be the profile. Then within each brand, you could probably, that you have brand registry, you could probably put a brand logo.
And there was even a section for featured image. So that featured image, how is going to show up? I was trying to figure it out. Couldn't, but there's other sections that you could add also.
Got it. This goes
okay.
In line, I think maybe it's the next slide. I'm not sure, but it goes in line with the new, it's in a later slide. There's a new rating system also for
right.
the ratings for seller ratings. We'll talk about. This is the brand benefits. We'll now have a customer loyalty analytics dashboard that will allow you to segment customers based on loyalty, analyze segment purchase patterns, perform targeted engagement to increase overall customer lifetime value. So I'm assuming it'll be, as far as the engagement, more things like we've seen with the ability to show a coupon to somebody who abandoned cart or searched
right.
your name, didn't purchase. So you'll be able to have more targeted, customized marketing based on, it looks like they have here conversion, ability, customer loyalty, and then again,
so yeah, I was going over some detail. They were talking about that they are going to show in this dashboard, they're going to show the historical trend of the patterns they see from customers, how they engage with you, and what is the performance visibility on the performance of your brand for these customers, which takes us to the next slide, which is tailored coupons. This is not new. It has been coming up. It came up a few months back, but
right.
There are some new actually sections. They were added just last week. I think at risk.
Yes.
And the other section, I don't remember, maybe top tier.
I think promising looks new to me, and top tier
right.
also looks new to me. The rest I think have been there. Maybe potential new customers was named differently, but they did have something that of people who searched your brand. But definitely, like you said, at risk is new. I think maybe promising, top tier are ones that stand out to me.
And it is a very powerful tool, in my opinion, that all brands should use, especially if you are a consumable
yeah.
product. You can, and there is no fee for this. The only fee that you have to pay is the discount code that, yeah, the coupon code that you are
right.
giving them. And there are some placements. It's gonna, your product with the coupon code will be is shown for this.
I saw one today, actually. I was in my own shopping cart, Amazon, and actually I was talking to a business owner, I looked up his product while I was at Accelerate. I was talking to him in an event and I looked up his supplement, and that supplement showed up in my cart. I had it showed 5% off with their product. It looked almost like a sponsored display, but it wasn't a sponsored display because it wasn't a regular coupon. It said 5% off. So I'm pretty sure that was coming from the fact that they have this set up.
I think there's a different badge for it. I saw on a screenshot, seems like the badge is a bit different and it shows that actually it's coming from.
It wasn't a typical coupon badge that I see. So I think it came from that. Are you paying for the discount amount or just lower commission on the reduced price? Both, meaning in a sense you are, this question, you are giving both the discount and the fee that you pay Amazon is based on the sales price. So the commission that you're paying is based on the reduced price, but you're also giving the coupon, which lowers your sales price, but it doesn't have additional fees. I imagine that maybe one day they will have additional fees around it, or maybe it'll allow you to have more placements with some kind of boosting or fee.
And the next update is about their mobile app that they mentioned they are going to have some improvement, and you would be able to create, add, and manage coupons and ads directly from your phone. Good.
Yep.
I just look at my phone to see the sales. Otherwise, usually I don't do anything else from my mobile app for Seller Central. Protections for sellers later on.
Yeah, this is good. Number one, you'll be allowed to, if you're merchant fulfilling an item, you'll be allowed to have signature on delivery. You're allowed to enable that. I thought it did exist in certain times, but maybe now you have more control over it. So that's those kind of like fraudulent A to Z claims, et cetera, that will be easier for you to win when you have more expensive products. And also Amazon is saying that they'll now automate and sanitize the process of suppressing reviews from abusive accounts in real time. So maybe faster detection and removal of review attacks that are coming. I spoke to one of our clients at the event who just was telling me recently, whenever he's launching kind of new products, he immediately gets attacked and then he submits and he has to go through like a whole thing, and he had it recently and it was removed, but it's a very exhausting process. Maybe this will improve it. We'll have to wait and see.
And also I think this automation is, we had this discussion recently about this brand Bloom Nutrition that Amazon suppressed, and they are not on Amazon anymore. The third party sellers selling their products, but they are gone from Amazon. They are losing so much money. Seems like they have done so many review manipulation that Amazon cut them.
Yep. They're still just checking, still not on Amazon. Actually, they're one of our clients' competitors. It'll be interesting to see what their sales are like now that they're off. But they were apparently suspended or maybe eliminated completely because it's review manipulation, but it'll be interesting to see if they're able to get back on.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe for them, it would be the best time. I know it's unfortunate this happened, but just it would be a good time to see. I'm not on Amazon now. In total, how much sales I'm losing? Oh, like what happened to this channel?
I'm sure it's huge because it's a supplement and they were very successful. And imagine how much subscribe and save they have of people who just won't bother to, you know, go to the D2C site. Of course, maybe there will be and they'll see an uptick there, but
to some extent, yes.
But yeah, I'm sure it's a huge hit. David in the chat is saying apparently 50% of their sales was Amazon, which is totally, you'd expect that. I think they're in retail too. So 50% is typically even a smaller number than some brands that are 70-80% of their sales on Amazon.
I heard they are losing 500K a day. I don't know that number, if it is right or not, but they are losing 500K a day. And now they are pushing from every other channel, Facebook, Instagram, to try to increase the sales. Right.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to know the story. I'll reserve judgment of review manipulation because with Amazon, you just never know. Were they attacked or what did they actually do? So no judgment from me on someone being suspended from Amazon, because with Amazon, sometimes you don't know the reason behind it. Unified listing management. So you'll be able to use, I've already seen this in accounts, to be able to write your listings. And then coming soon, you'll be able to submit a URL, like from your D2C site or photo of the product, and it will help you come up with the attributes to create a listing. So I don't know if anyone's used this, but definitely interesting. And Amazon's using AI in review summaries on listings as well.
Yeah, and it would be interesting for me to see if this AI will avoid the words that... There are some certain words that Amazon doesn't say it's against our policy, but you're not supposed to use them. Well, I don't know if this AI will
implement try it for, that or not. We should try it for a supplement, actually submitting. And we should try to see if we tell the AI that it kills a disease, if it will give you a warning that is, you're not allowed to use that, or if it will if the AI will put you at risk, or even if we don't say that, if it will pick that up. But
I think the benefit of this, apart from creating title and listing, I'm sure all the sellers at the moment, they're like, no, I want to make sure that I use everything. They're like, I use keywords. I don't want to just rely on AI. But the fact that it fills all the attributes that you need is good. So you just go over those attributes to make sure you are not missing anything. Because attributes are becoming more and more important in filtering, showing up in different places in the listing.
And one thing you want to realize is that as this comes out and as AI gets more prominent, your overseas competitors, et cetera, are also going to get better with listings, images, branding. A lot of things will improve for them. So you have to think, how can I go step above with my listings? Because a great, great listing will be easier to produce for a competitor, especially as images gets better.
Right. Actually, Kevin King the other day posted something about A9, and the topic was that the evolution of A9 that they are talking and starting to implement is that now they are looking at the context. Based on context, they are matching. It's not just keyword. You have to have the keyword, exact keyword in your listing. They are saying, okay, this is a sport. Volleyball might be related to this. So they are looking at the context. Based on that, they are ranking. If that happens, I will say probably SEO game will change on Amazon and how you write the listings, because you don't need to necessarily have the right and exact words, keywords in your listing. Amazon pick it up.
I also think that over time, the whole search results will change, because you might instead of typing in a keyword into Amazon, like protein powder, it'll be show me protein powders with at least 20 milligrams of protein and less than 5 milligrams of sugar. And then it'll be much more conversational, and then it'll show you that comparison of just those products, which today, if you put that into Amazon, you're not going to get results of just those kind of products. Not good enough yet, but that's what will happen. How optimize your listing for it, unsure yet, but the search results, I know for a fact, will be different as AI gets better, because it'll give the consumer better results and more likelihood to buy when you get better results.
We have a question here that does Amazon help with video generation too, or image creation?
They have basically basic templates for like video ads, a video creator. It's very basic. It's not like advanced video. It's like images and music and text. So very little, I would say, at the moment. But yeah, that could be another thing that makes it easier to create infographics, et cetera. If Amazon does that, what is this? What is this one, Mansoor?
So improve customer sentiment insight. What they say, adding data and recaps to review analysis to develop new products. So in summary, what I was reading is that you have this dashboard. It gives you the analysis of the reviews in apparent ASIN level. And it gives you, okay, like this is positive stuff about your listing. These are the negative. There are some more insight in listing level and some information that could help you improve the listing and understand what your customers are looking for.
Interesting. And it looks like emotions by each hour.
And actually, yes, that's another thing. You will have this option of time selection. So you could see the trend, go to different timelines and see how the sentiment has been changing over different period of time. It's launching in US, UK, Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Japan. So EU, UK, US, Japan.
Okay.
Next, we have AI-backed seller messaging assistant.
Yeah, so this is more from the customer side and more just better AI of customer service, right? That can help. By the way, on the customer service side, Buy with Prime, I believe, will also be adding a feature where you can actually have Amazon chat on your website for Buy with Prime orders. The similar to the way you buy on Amazon, have customer service, you'll be able to implement that on your website for Buy with Prime orders and have Amazon support helping there on answers. And I think some of the stuff was announced before the show regarding Shopify integration. I don't know if it's in here. I think it is in here. Shopify integration with Buy with Prime, I think, is a...
We have it, yes.
Yeah, is a big change because it's now using the Shopify cart, which is significantly better and allows you to connect with third-party apps much more so than the Amazon Pay cart that was around before.
Some additional notes on this is that you can ask any question with the customers, can ask any question about shipping, refunds, and also they can ask question about the product. What Amazon with AI does goes to your listing bullet points, title, FAQ, and customer reviews based on that answers the question that any customer might have. So it's looking at the whole listing.
And it looks like returns and refunds too, which is pretty amazing.
Yes. Which is good because I have seen as a customer of Amazon that I'm purchasing, this is the biggest pain point. It's not easy to get in touch with them, which that would be good for communication. This is not new. Viewing your room, I have seen this on some products that
yes. You
could have that, yes.
Yeah, but what they're saying is that now you'll be able to also put a tabletop view, like a different, like maybe smaller items, even though, yeah, I've seen it on certain smaller items, but I think it's just expanding beyond like furniture for smaller items that you could put on your tabletop and be able to visualize those. So it's just like an update to this.
Next is Fit Insights. It's a new feature that will use AI to review size charts, suggesting fixes to reduce return and increase customer satisfaction.
Yeah, I think this is great, especially if you're in apparel, shoes, any of those products where there's a fit.
One thing I liked about this actually is that it seems like they are going to give you a section that you can compare your return rate with the others in the category or top class in the category. I think that is a great feature for sellers to have and have a kind of baseline where I'm standing in my return rate compared to the others.
Yeah. Yeah. And those fixes would be very helpful in terms of giving insights on what to change in the listing. This one is basically they're taking the same way customers have been able to hit 5 stars or whatever for reviews. Now they'll just be able to do the same thing for seller feedback without actually writing something, which will basically increase the rate of ratings that you get. Obviously, there is downside to this. When you get negative one, you don't know if it's potentially an attack. Because sometimes on attacks, they write the same thing across many accounts and you can easier way to prove. But also if there's negative feedback, you don't know why it's negative feedback, which means maybe you also can't remove it, right? Because if it's a FBA issue, Amazon removes it. Well, what if somebody now gives you 1 star because it's an FBA delivery issue? Will you be able to remove that now? So don't know yet if it's great or not great, but you will see an increase in ratings as a result. Hopefully Amazon will be able to solve those issues around if that becomes an issue of those negative seller feedback because of delivery issues, etc.
I have seen this happening, the situation that I don't like. The customers, by mistake, they want to leave review. They
Correct.
Leave seller feedback instead of product review. I'm pretty sure you guys have seen that as well. If you go to your seller feedback, you will see
yes.
product reviews are there.
Yeah, it'd be great if Amazon used AI to move those over.
Yes. Why with Prime? This was, I would say, one of the other biggest announcements from Amazon. Leon, go
yeah,
ahead.
The review side was already out. So maybe they just made the big announcement on it, but you were already able to review. But the chat feature is something new. Also, now you can add multiple products to cart with Buy with Prime. Again, with Shopify, now that the app is available, and I believe it is available now, you're using the Shopify cart. And just some context here, when Shopify 4 or 5 months ago announced that they were selling Deliver and selling their robotics business and they were getting out of fulfillment, I knew that this would open up an ability for Shopify and Amazon to make a deal. And basically, I think the reason why Shopify made the deal is because Amazon gave them the merchant processing. They gave them the cart, which is a big revenue component for Shopify and was probably a non-negotiable for Shopify to make peace with Amazon on this. Prior to this, they were showing a warning in people's Shopify accounts if you're using Buy with Prime, a terms of service warning. Again, even though they didn't take any action on it, some people didn't want to implement it because of that. And also now it's the Shopify cart, which has a lot more integration with third-party apps. And I think the biggest thing missing for sellers that were waiting on implementing this was the ability to cross-sell to upsell. And I believe now with that cart, you should be able to do that. You do get all the customer information. You got that before, but prior, you had to have a better understanding of how to look at sales of Buy with Prime in one place, and Shopify had your Shopify sales. Now that's all going to be integrated, that it's happening with the Shopify cart. So I think this was a great move for Amazon. Also great for Shopify because it should increase conversions, and there will be Amazon sellers that will focus more on their website or launch a website because of the potential for increased conversions with Buy with Prime. I think once consumers start understanding and seeing this around, you'll see more adoption of it because they're going to want that fast shipping. The alternative to this is to use multi-channel fulfillment, which you can also use to deliver from your website to customers. The difference is multi-channel fulfillment, one, doesn't require the person to be a Prime customer to use it. So you can actually use both. And two, if you want to charge for shipping, you can charge shipping with multi-channel fulfillment and using still Amazon's delivery system. And it's like a 2 to 5 day delivery. So you could choose to charge for it. Whereas with Buy with Prime, it's free for Prime customers. So just some differences between Prime and multi-channel fulfillment. And yeah, there will be now 24/7. Eventually where it's going is a mixed cart integration. So that means you'll be able to add products to one cart that has both your Buy with Prime items and maybe items on your website where you're not using Buy with Prime, and have one checkout and one sort of fulfillment, one order number and everything else. Today, there's no mixed cart. So your Buy with Prime items, I don't believe, can be combined with your non-Buy with Prime items in one cart, but eventually they will have a mixed cart feature. So I think this is going to be a huge revenue source. The way AWS became big for Amazon Cloud across the internet, Buy with Prime is going to be really big. And I think when it's because you'll see ads across e-commerce where Amazon is going to integrate into the social media advertising, where it says shop now, like on an ad, it will say shop with Prime, and you'll know, the person will know it's a Prime item and it'll go to a website. And also you'll be able to use DSP audiences to drive traffic to, so Amazon first shopper data audiences to drive traffic to your website is going to be a big revenue source for Amazon. Amazon also launched during this event, I'm not sure if it's in here, but attribution retargeting. So you'll be able to retarget people who clicked on an attribution link from off Amazon into Amazon. You'll be able to retarget those people. So another feature that was announced at this event was that retargeting. Okay.
Okay. Great. This is Felix about customer financing, not necessarily related to sellers, but Amazon will. give this flexible financing to the sellers that they are purchasing with certain rates. Otherwise, from a seller's side, nothing is going to happen and you will get the full payment as soon as the product is shipped. Potential sales lift. Seems like there is a dashboard that Amazon will give you some recommendation in terms of what are the changes that you could do to increase your sales. By my experience, I haven't seen much great and high potential recommendation from Amazon. Hopefully this enhanced version is something different from what we have seen so far. Voice of the customer. Do you want to talk about this voice of the customer?
Yeah, basically this gives you insights into what's happening on your listing, key phrases from customer reviews, category benchmarking also, and just the ability to understand trends of what's happening across your products. It gives you the return rates, the customer messages there. So I think basically more key phrases will be pulled in here. So it's just an enhancement to something that's already existed. And maybe, Mansoor, the return rates, maybe it'll be interesting to see if that gets added there that you mentioned. Michael mentioned another cool feature. You can connect Buy with Prime with Klaviyo, create email workflows like browse and abandonment. However, now you could do that, yes. However, now that it's the Shopify cart, you no longer have to do that because now there Shopify has a native cart abandonment, and you could also use other, now there'll be MailChimp and a couple of other tools there. Some questions. Based on the brand tailor promo, we offered discounts that generated sales. However, we noticed that our overall sales did not increase. Do you have any suggestions for this? I would assume that you didn't see a huge amount of sales yet from the brand tailor promo. I think it also depends on how many people are in your audience. And I would, and yes, it, to some extent, it's possible that some of those people were going to buy anyway, right? I added your product to cart. I see this, for example, giving an example, my wife we just added a product to cart now. It's a $150 item, toy we want to buy my son, but it's not urgent. And actually I went back to Keepa and I saw that in Prime Day, they had a discount. And also last year in October, Prime Day, they had a discount. So we added it to cart now. And we'll probably just wait till the October Prime Day to buy it. So that's something where we're going to get targeted. We're going to buy it anyway, right? So you're going to have some cases where people are planning to buy the product anyway. But I do believe that there has to be some incremental sales there. So if you didn't see your sales increase, I would just analyze how much total sales did you have from it? And was there any other reason why your sales would have been down during that period also? Because things are consistently changing on Amazon. But I do think you should see incremental sales as a result from these brand tailored promotions. Also realize that this is not an email that goes out. This is just placement of coupons in certain places. There is the customer engagement that does send an email, but it seems some of those items were moved over into some of the things you could previously do there were moved into the brand tailored promotions. And you can only now send emails to certain categories like brand followers and a few other categories. Question about, do you think that will also change how we structure our campaigns? I think the question is maybe around the search results changing. And I would say, yeah, if the search results change in a significant way because of AI, yes, there'll probably be different way you do top of search placements or other things that come up as a result. What are different placements for these coupons of brand tailored promotions? I believe the card page is one, and there are other placements on Amazon pages, but only those customers will see them. I think it's similar to some of the sponsor display placements that are there. We use Buy with Prime and Shopify website. Do we get the customer's information, email address? Yes, you get the information. And also you pay a lower fee. So you pay 3% commission instead of the typical 15% in most categories. And then you pay a fulfillment fee as well and regular merchant processing that you pay on your website. And that's it. We spoke a little bit about the supplement brand. Yeah, we hear it's review manipulation, but that's pretty much it. You'll get a replay of this. Feel free to share it with anyone that will find it valuable. We'll probably also put this up on our YouTube channel. And we also are having another webinar later this week. If you're on our email list or if you're on LinkedIn, you could check it out. We're doing a webinar with IntentWise on 12 free tools that you have capability to use on Amazon. Some of the things we cover here, like brand tailored promotions, we'll talk about virtual bundles, and a bunch of other things, premium A plus content, a bunch of other things that you could do. And we'll send a link in the follow-up for Kate Says for the IntentWise webinar. So thank you, Kate. And thank you all, everyone, for watching.
Thank you, everyone.
And stay tuned to our emails, because we've been doing regular sort of Q&A webinars as well, which have been, we've gotten a lot of good engagement and questions on those Q&A webinars with the help of the great Mansoor, our director of Amazon advertising, who dives deep into all things Amazon and Amazon advertising. Make sure you're following Mansoor also on LinkedIn. If you're not, because it puts out great content. And if you follow Incrementum Digital on LinkedIn, you also get regular updates on our newsletter on LinkedIn, as well as our email newsletter. So thank you very much for all who participated. We'll see you on the next webinar. Thanks, Mansoor.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks.
Thank you.